watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm going to let some people get in here. Hit the like button. Get the donations ready. I appreciate you for stopping by. We're going to get started in a minute. You dig? Hit the like button. Yeah. We'll be right back. Yeah. Let's get right into it. Looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal. Our goal is $25 for the whole stream. It guarantees a bonus live stream next week. Let's get right into it.
Hi. Oh my God, girl, hey.
Hey, do you want to be on the show?
Yes.
Hi, Kendra.
Hey, girl. Oh my God.
I am at work.
It's just too much off the top. It's mental illness, retardation, I don't know. But it's just annoying instantly. That's what I'll say.
Y'all, I'm in my restaurant. I look a mess, but I'm cooking right now.
You cooking? Okay.
Yeah.
I had another lady call me from somewhere. She was cooking too. What's your name, baby?
My name is Shivani. Everybody knows me as Glaze.
What do you want me to call you?
Whatever you want to. You call me Yumi. That's my name on here.
Yumi?
Yes, ma'am.
Yumi. How,
So you got three names. So it's already confusing. It's already chaotic. You're calling in from your job while cooking. This is just a hot ghetto mess off top. This is how you present. This is what you think men deserve.
Where you calling me from? It's how you gotta get situated.
Oh, wait. Let me do this. Let me put it down so I can make sure you can see me and stuff.
I can't hear you. We can't hear you now, you and me. You got a lot going on, boo. I can't hear you, you and me.
Come on,
you ready now? You
back? Am I back?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't even do it. Let's go over something else. I can't do that. That's too annoying. I can't even subject y'all to that.
How do you deal with a man that's always accusing you of cheating, but he don't want to let go?
Just real quick, like, are you his first baddie?
I was about to say the same.
Because, like, reality is, like...
She's not a baddie. Ronald McDonald, like, red hair, tattoos everywhere. She looked like she could be trans. This is not a baddie. Why is he gassing this woman like this? Rings all in her nose. This is trash. This is not a baddie. I got a feeling that she gives him every reason in the world to feel like she cheating and doing shady shit. Because there's a 90% chance she actually is. But ain't no point in stressing out and constantly bugging the hoe. Just leave. I mean, but we know what type of quality man is even with her.
Cheating. But he don't want to let go.
Just real quick, like, are you his first baddie?
I was about to say the same.
Because, like, reality is, like, the worst position in the world as a woman, you do not want to be the first baddie. Because the level of insecurity that follows that, like, he's so happy to be there, and he want to kind of keep you constrained in this little box, and I'm not used to the attention that you getting when we outside and on your social media and this, so I want to constantly accuse you of cheating, keep you on the ropes to make me feel more comfortable about being in a spot that I don't really feel like I belong in.
She's a prostitute. This isn't girlfriend material. This isn't wife material. Any dude who would even consider taking her serious is a complete fucking joke. And she's going to run into these type of things. Because a man who wouldn't hound her and trip on her, he wouldn't even consider walking down the street with her.
Right, so again, that's why I asked, like, are you his first baddie?
Yeah.
That was a friend.
That's a homie right there.
That was a homegirl.
Never be a man's first baddie.
It's really true what they say, and I hate to admit it, and I hate to even give it life, but it really is the truth. I just hope that other women and other baddies out there don't have to find out the hard way.
You're not a baddie. Your eyebrows look fucking ridiculous. You got a trashy tattoo on your chest. Just that weave, is it a wig? I don't know what it is. You're the furthest thing from a baddie. These women got to stop just calling each other baddies because they really starting to believe the bullshit. I mean, there probably is truth to this. Like, let's just say these women actually were, quote unquote, baddies. If a man never got with a woman that he deemed to be pretty before, he probably is going to act super possessive and all that. But here's the thing. The dude who used to baddies, those dudes don't give out commitment. So those women don't got to worry about what it's going to be like to be in a relationship with that dude, because they're never going to get a relationship with that dude.
But be a man's first baddie. And if you can see the signs early, get out, leave, stay gone, leave them where they're at, don't get with them, do not marry them. If you can, don't have their kids. But if you're having children for you because you want kids, then have your babies. Honestly, like, you know, I know we can't all choose right or whatever, but I don't really judge women for doing that because I've always wanted kids. I'm going to have me some kids.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about the man. At least you being honest. Like, women don't give a damn about the man. After they get the bag from you and get the kids from you, you could pretty much die on the side of the road. That's what men need to really get through their head. Yes, a woman want to say she was married before. A woman want to have kids. Once she can say she was married before and she got her kids, hey, you can go now. Services no longer needed.
But aside from that, seriously, you never want to be his first baddie. Because what's going to happen is he'll court you and he'll date you like a normal guy. Like, he'll be normal. But then his insecurities start to show. Then the possessiveness happens. And if you get to, like, a committed level, like, let's say you're living together, you know, have kids together, you are married, whatever it is, then the possessiveness and the ego, and then the will and need to control you because they are so terrified of you going anywhere or doing anything, and they literally... I'm laughing, but I'm so serious. Like, they literally lose their minds.
And this is all based off looks. It's not based off the fact that she's a good partner, loving, caring, feminine, nurturing. This is all based off the hype of having a woman that he thinks is pretty. It's shallow and superficial and stupid.
They lose their minds. It's and you'll be constantly wondering, especially when arguments and things happen. You'll be wondering where this aggression is coming from, girl, and don't let them have, like, alcohol or drug problems and like, tea like that. Girl, they'll be coming home mad and pressed. Girl, you'll be worried about them, and they'll accuse you of nagging and all of this shit. And...
let's be real. You were nagging. Like, accused of nagging? Nobody has to accuse anybody of nagging. You either were nagging or you weren't nagging. It's not up for debate. And I can already tell you're mentally ill. You were nagging. All women nag. They can't help but nag. They need something to bitch about no matter what. No matter how good of a man you are, they're going to find something to bitch about.
They lose their minds. They lose their minds. Like, they lose their minds. Like, and...
meanwhile, she's literally having a mental break in front of our eyes. But she keeps saying, like, they lose their minds. Like, the irony of this shit can be very amusing.
And despite me laughing, like, it can be scary. And they always say the most dangerous man is an insecure man. And believe that, okay? The most dangerous man is an insecure man. I mean, we've seen how Offset constantly cheats on Cardi because he's an unhealed, insecure man, right? And he's...
let's put it like this. You don't qualify for a man who you wouldn't make insecure because he's used to bitches like you. You know? You only qualify for dudes you deem to be beneath you. So you're going to run into this over and over and over again.
He's been cheating ever since they've been together, like every year. We've seen it all the time, and not only celebrity relationships, but even on TikTok. and things like this. Like, you never want to be a man's first baddie. And if you do notice some of these red flags that I just...
Not to mention, this woman is clearly in her 30s, still referring to herself as a baddie. Grow the fuck up. That's like something that would maybe make sense for a chick who was 12 to 18. But the 30s? Wow.
As mentioned, get out. Get away. Save yourself. Men are replaceable. There is no shortage.
Oh no, there's no shortage of men in your inbox who'll just take you for a spin for the weekend. You're right. There's no shortage for that. But for a man like that you're actually going to respect, there's definitely a shortage of those men. Who would fuck with you? Yeah. That's damn near non-existent.
We can all move on, live happier lives, and be safer.
Why didn't you do that in the first place? See, here's the thing. If you had this long list of high value men trying to date you, the moment he showed a sign of insecurity, you would have been out and you would have accepted one of the other offers from a top tier dude who don't got time to be insecure because he's too busy kicking the world's ass. You'd be somewhere serving him and not making this video if you had such great options. It's all poppycock.
And not have to deal with so much crazy. It's really sad, especially if you are a healed baddie like myself. And so, like, you really don't have time for all that toxic shit. Like, you know, you hate it when people try you, but the energy it takes to go back and forth and to engage in those arguments and to defend yourself and all these things, it's just so draining. And honestly, my biggest thing is just to remain feminine, because I've been in survival mode before.
There's nothing feminine about you, ma'am. Nothing. The crazy faces aren't feminine. Look, like, that is a crazy looking face. The tattoos, you're classless. You're just...
I have been in my masculine energy before, and it's exhausting, and none of it feels good. And, you know, as I've gotten older, I just value my feminine energy more. I'd rather rest. I don't feel like arguing. No, I'm going to walk away. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to sleep. You know, I don't feel like, you know, dealing with insecurity number 8,000 today. I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to, you know, go shop on Amazon.
What about all your insecurities? I got a feeling you're never going to dive into those on a TikTok. You just want to bash men for having insecurities. What about the fact that you can't walk outside with your real face? Is that an insecurity?
Amazon. I'm going to go, you know, look on TikTok and watch something. I'm gonna, you know, go play with my baby or something. I'm just like not going to entertain whatever that is. It's just like so much more rewarding, but it's sad when you're a healed baddie and the man is not healed. And unfortunately, there are several men like that in the dating pool. Like, even men who don't even know how to approach you early on because your presence is intimidating. It's like, damn, I know I take care of myself. But it's like, sir, if you even knew how to love yourself from the get-go, you wouldn't have all of these insecurities to begin with. Because I'm human just like you. Hell, you could even find me as replaceable. I don't care. I'll just move on to the next one. But never be a man's first baddie. Just don't.
Okay, that's enough stupidity from her. Quite enough, ma'am. Let's go over some snow bunnies.
Everyone, I hope you're all having a wonderful day or night, but for now, let's get into the video.
I'm going to tell you guys some tips on how to detach from a man or not get attached at all in the first place when you're talking to a man. First of all, you need to make an ick list. So any single time that he gives you an ick, go in your notes app and write it down and write down how that ick made you feel. And then anytime you feel like you're getting too attached, go through that list and you'll automatically get detached. Now this one is...
So what is the goal of this? To never keep a man? Like, I really don't know what the goal is. Is it to just keep other women single so you can have somebody to talk to? Because you know you're going to be single for the rest of your life? I need answers.
This is my favorite because I feel like it works every single time. When you feel like you're getting too attached, go through his following list, click a girl's account, and look at the posts that he's liking. Most likely it's half-naked girls, and automatically it'll make you detached. So instead of being like, why are you liking girls' pictures, or why are you following girls, like, just get less interested. We don't have time to try to change a man or complain about how he's following and liking other girls' pictures, because a man knows right from wrong. So we're just going to show less interest, and once we're not interested anymore, we find a man who actually knows how to act right.
Okay, so first give yourself homework, then go through your rake list, but still sleep with him until you slowly get detached. Oh no.
People of TikTok, I need you to help me settle a debate. If a girl goes and spends money on hair and nails and a new outfit just to look good for your date, has she not already paid for her half of the date? Or is she expected to pay?
What the hell am I looking at? Seriously, what am I looking at? Bullring Chronicles, it's the Bullring Chronicles. Met her in her face, yeah, she's a disgrace, it's the Bullring Chronicles.
People of TikTok, I need you to help me settle a debate. If a girl goes and spends money on hair and nails and a new outfit just to look good for your date, has she not already paid for her half of the date? Or is she expected to pay to look good for you and expected to pay for her half of the date now?
Yeah, you expected to pay for half of the date because nobody asked you to get all this stupid the nails, the hair, probably an outfit we don't like, probably a hairstyle we don't like. So yeah, you still got to pay half. You actually probably did yourself up in a way that we don't like.
Like, I get being an independent girl who can pay her own way. Is it really fair to expect her to go out of her way and spend money looking good for you and then make her pay more for your date? I just need to know. Is chivalry dead?
I really don't care. But at least she's not as bad as another one I've seen a few days ago who claimed men should pay for the date because she wakes up in the morning, takes a shower, and gets dressed. I mean, waking up, yeah, that's a plus. Not to mention the fact that you got dressed. Unlike all those men who show up on dates butt naked or wearing nothing but socks. Yeah, you should expect men to pay for the date, and you should also get a cookie. In the end, I'm still the type who will pay for the date. But when you feel entitled to me paying, that's when I start to look at you funny.
A statistic I just read that didn't shock me is that 70% of divorces are filed by the woman.
A news article I've read had news in the title. Now, I can't really explain why that is, but can you explain why you are not shocked by those statistics?
Stop dating men. Here are some things that I think you can do if you're feeling overwhelmed with grief right now. One, plan C, stock up on abortion pills. Be smart about it. Two, unfollow all of the silent influencers, gonna be a lot of white women, who are doing their regularly scheduled programming, who don't align with your values, who are celebrating today, because they have influence. Your follow, your silent hate watching, that pays their bills. Unfollow them. Three, stop dating men. Decentralize men from your life. It is very clear that they do not respect us, and it is not safe to date them. It's the most dangerous thing you can do right now is get accidental.
Oh gosh. Is she just mad because she can't compete in her town for the men she want? I think it's a lot more unsafe for men to try to date modern women than the other way around.
Not like get pregnant. I mean, holy hell, that is the riskiest thing you can do. The second riskiest thing you can do is date a man. Because they're our number one predator, and they have clearly shown us that they do not value women, so decentralize them from your life. Focus on you, queen. Focus on your power. Focus on your bag.
Like, and it's not even a joke. Like, they don't realize that they're a meme. Like, she doesn't even get that she's a complete joke. And everybody on the internet is making fun of her.
Decentralize men from your life.
Oh no, it looks like nothing will change. I guess men will be stuck with women who don't think like you, or if they're not interested in dating, they'll be stuck with the working girl on the street corner. Whatever are we going to do now? I guess we'll just have to spend time with our friends, our hobbies. Yeah, that makes me really sad.
These are my rules for dating as a 35-year-old woman who has been married twice and is looking for something very specific. Number one, 6 dates before intimacy. Right out the gate, I'm gonna tell the guy. I'm gonna be super honest and transparent about it because I don't want him to keep on trying to come on to me and feel rejected. And I also want him to know, like, this is going to be a long-term investment. If he's not down for the long haul, then see you later. Number two, if and when we do hook up, we always sleep in the same bed, every time. I need to be spooned and kissed, like, right here, way more than I need a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am moment. My house is not a restaurant nor a hotel. For some reason, once you start hooking up with guys, they start to think, oh, I don't need to take her out on dates anymore. We can just do movie nights every single weekend. No. If you want to see me, make a plan. When we enter into a dating scene, you have 2 months until both of us can collectively decide if we're either going to wind up pursuing something more intentional and serious or just be friends. I don't have 6 months to a year to be trapped in a situationship getting my feelings hurt. The fastest way to get rid of me is by going days without speaking to me. If you can't send a simple good morning text, if you can't check in with me and say sweet dreams, if I don't know when the next time I'm going to see you is and already a few days have passed, if it's between me and another girl, do us all a favor and choose her because I will not be competing for a grown man's attention. A couple superficial rules that I have just because of my own trauma is I will never date a Scorpio male. I will never date someone that's younger than me. A question that I will always ask a guy before he brings me out is, what kind of car do you drive? I know that sounds superficial, however, it's better than asking, do you have a car? Second question that I'll always ask is, do you have any roommates? If so, are they related to you? Much nicer than asking, do you live with your parents? And no shade if you do, like a lot of people do live with their parents and it's great. He's helping each other, hard times out there, but I need to know, like if I'm showing up at your house, what to expect. And the last one, which is pretty heavy, but I just need to be real because I have goals that I need to achieve before a certain age. If you don't want kids, we will never be together.
But I can still hit it after that sixth date. No, I think the moral of the story here is someone's biological clock started ticking.
So you really decided to take me out on a date to Subway. Do you not have money for something nicer? I thought we were going to go do something else, not this.
I do have money. I just don't have high faith in you.
Why would you say that?
I feel like you're in it for the money and not for me.
Of course I'm in it for the money.
See, that's why I brought you to Subway.
See what your true character was.
I got dressed this morning. I got up and I got ready and I took a shower and I did all the basics just to come somewhere nicer. And where do you work?
Papa John's.
That makes sense. Let me guess, you're a delivery driver?
Yes.
Pitiful. I don't think you should be worried.
If I'm showing up at your house...
Look... You can't manipulate men into doing what you want them to do. The whole... You gotta wait 6 dates. There's been at least 6 men who didn't have to wait a week. Men aren't stupid anymore. We know you make rules for betas and break rules for alphas and the dudes you're really attracted to. Look, all this is gonna do is turn off any man who may have actually been a good partner for you who did want to seriously date you. That whole 6 date rule, cool. So she get to go on... 5 expensive dates and then ghost you. How convenient. Yeah, another woman that's ruined. She's not pretty as she thinks she is. Most men aren't jumping through those hoops. It may have been way more men who would have jumped through those hoops for a woman who was actually pretty. Yeah, you're going to have a rough time in the dating market for the rest of your life.
What to expect. And the last one, which is pretty heavy, but I just need to be real because I have goals that I need to achieve before a certain age. If you don't want kids, we will never be together.
But I can still hit it after that 6th date. No, I think the moral of the story here is someone's biological clock started ticking.
Imagine 10 minutes of pleasure being worth jumping through all those hoops. Like, even if she was the best in bed of any other woman on the planet, that is not worth it. No woman's vagina is worth everything she just laid out. Fucking period. I just jack off and move on with my life before I do all that. A dude would be better off putting that type of effort and energy into a career or a business or something. Rather than trying to get your pathetic, worn out, you know, ran through pussy.
So you really decided to take me out on a date to Subway. Do you not have money for something nicer? I thought we were going to go do something else, not this.
I do have money. I just don't have high faith in you.
Why would you say that?
All these skits are fake, just to be clear. So don't get tricked by any of these skits these days. Just assume all these are skits.
I feel like you're in it for the money and not for me.
Of course I'm in it for the money.
See, that's why I brought this up with. See what your true character was.
I got dressed this morning. I got up and I got ready and I took a shower and I did all the basics just to...
Well, there's no point in testing these women's character. Women don't have character. Like, that's why they're supposed to submit to a man and mimic his. Just never forget that. Women don't have character.
I'm somewhere nicer. And where do you work?
Papa John's.
That makes sense. Let me ask, you're a delivery driver?
Yes.
Pitiful. I don't think you should be worried about dating. I think you should be worried about your light bill. Because clearly you couldn't take me somewhere nicer, so I'm not interested to work at fucking Papa John's.
Because I wouldn't give you anything you wanted.
Ma'am, you're not pretty enough to get more than Subway. Like, does she really think, wow, she thinks somebody at her level, facially, is going to get 5-star restaurants? I mean, I know it's fake, but there really are women who are threes who are trying to demand 5-star restaurants.
But a date to Subway, huh? You know, that really proves to me how much you wanted me and how much you valued my time.
I wanted to get to know you. Why does it matter when I take you? I don't have to take you to a steakhouse just to get to know you.
Give me my phone back.
Are you recording? You think this is funny? I don't think this girl deserves me.
Well, that only depends if the story...
Really, bro? Testing her character? You need to lose weight. Seriously, man. I mean, you're still better than that piece of shit you're sitting across from, but... just focus on losing weight. And not testing, you know, unattractive women.
Was staged or not. If it wasn't, you're right, walk away.
I have a hot take. Your female friendships should be one of the main reasons why you don't settle in a romantic relationship. Let me just give you guys an example here. So when I was in college, my roommate at the time had came into my room, saw my room was messy, cleaned my whole room, folded all my clothes, and then baked me cookies for no reason. That
fuck her. Like, be with her. Y'all should be in a lesbian relationship then, seriously. That's the best case scenario for everybody involved, including every man you would have potentially start talking to.
To me is the epitome of acts of service and just showing love. Seeing the things that my friends do for me, I'm like, if I don't have a man who does this for me, then I need to reassess the situation. If you do not have good female friends who do those things for you, it's time to get new frickin' friends.
Okay, so what we know so far is that you're messy and lazy and a pretty horrible friend. And not only that, you don't know how to be a friend, but I'm absolutely positive you will never do that for your friends.
I don't think she's generalizing anything at all, and I don't think she's trying to make it normal. I think she's just trying to share that this is her bag, this is what she wants to do, and people just don't like the fact that she's so happy doing it. There is no way that she is trying to normalize her behavior. And I think any person with one brain cell can see that this isn't normal behavior. Whether it's a trauma response, whether there's something else driving it or motivating it, I don't know. I don't have the place to say I'm not a therapist. However, she is far from generalizing her behavior. Also, the effect on mental health of the industry. What industry? I'm in this industry and my mental health is amazing. Why? Because I look after myself, because I go to therapy.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Princess. I mean, if you have to take cold medicine, you might have a cold. Anyway, what she's talking about is this lady right here, who did just set a new goal for herself, and that is to sleep with 191 men in 24 hours.
Women, stop telling the world that there's something wrong with you. Stop telling the world that you're depressed and you're anxious. You're not depressed, you're not anxious. You are a powerful, divine woman living in a world that capitalizes off of and profits from oppressing women. And you.
Okay, well, if y'all so strong and you a powerful, divine queen, conquer the patriarchy and start oppressing men then. Well, actually, that is what's happening. But, yeah. Like, if you're so fucking tough, you shouldn't be able to be oppressed if you guys are such badasses.
You feel that in your body every single day in tiny, microscopic little ways. You feel it in your body every single day in big ways. When you come home to your husband and you have to work your full-time job and you have to take care of all of your children and you have to do all of the mental labor, emotional labor, and domestic labor of keeping the home.
Well, who told you to push out his babies? You should have stayed single and lived your best life and not had any kids. Nobody put a gun to your head, bitch. Narc family survival. Your whole family are narcissists. Meanwhile, you're recording your fucking personal life on the internet. But your family are the narcissists. Women are a fucking joke. I feel confident that 90% of women in the world are a fucking joke.
You feel that. You don't have a vocabulary for it because we live in a patriarchal society. But learn the vocabulary. It will open up your mind. It will open up your world. You're not depressed. You're oppressed.
Women love patriarchy. They love getting fucked by men who are better than them and men who had the balls to treat them like shit. That's proven. Women love being under patriarchy. It gets their pussy wet.
My heart goes out to you. It really does. It must be horrible living in at least one of the most free countries in the world. No, it's terrible. But you were talking only about married women. So I guess unmarried women are off the hook, right? Regardless, I'm going to try to keep this short. For quite a few months now, ever since the new Sharia law went into place, this is how Afghan women look like. And for a few months now, I've been waiting for at least one of these wonderful ladies from TikTok to say something about it. I know it will not help in any way, it will not change anything, but at least say something, anything at all, but nothing.
If we were really oppressing you, we wouldn't allow y'all stupid bitches on the internet to talk bad about us. Think about it. If we was really oppressing them, would we let these hoes just go on and on, video after video, bashing men, the people who are oppressing them?
Instead, all they moan and complain about is emotional labor. Now, don't get me wrong, again, my heart goes out to you for all that emotional labor you have to do, even when you're single, because you still have to clean your house, cook for yourself. But I'm sure if those women in this picture would be on their phones, I mean, they don't have access to a phone, but if they did, you would most definitely see them cry about all those poor women living in the States.
Ah, Julia, do not do that.
Yo, here.
Julia,
come on, dude. Oh my god.
All right, this is gonna be it for today. As always, I do hope you...
I'm sure she'll make a great wife one day.
Auntie Anita is in the building.
Yes. Pulled out of retirement. I'm getting close to coming back.
Are you back?
Not yet. Oh, but I'm getting man, close. A, I'm getting close.
I feel so honored that you would yeah. break your fast.
I'm getting close, though. I've been making videos, so that's how I know, it, you know, the energy is coming back.
I'm taking a bunch of... December off, so
yep.
everybody can enjoy the holidays, and I don't think I'll be back until maybe the playoffs are over. I don't want to be competing with the NFL, so
yep. And it's time. I mean, you've been putting in a lot of work. Sometimes you got to step back, just take a few breaths. You've been putting in a lot of work.
So I have some videos that are already set to go, so I just got to upload them and stuff. Besides that, I just got to take a break. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, this is a great topic. So I hope my folks show out. I've been telling all the folks on my platform, you know, to meet us here tonight. So hopefully they will. They'll come on.
Okay.
Look in these comments. Okay.
All right. So I know your folks are here, but we might have some new listeners. I'm getting new listeners all the time. So tell the people who you is, if you don't mind.
So my name is Anita Stoudmeyer. My platform is Better Love Movement over on Instagram, here on YouTube. And I talk primarily to women about all things dating and relationships, how to have healthy relationships. I do talk with men also. I will occasionally make content for men. And I am actually creating a platform coming in January that is open to men and women. It will be my school platform. And it is going to be a place where people who want healthy relationship, who want to meet other people who want healthy relationship. I would say people who are Christian, because that's, you know, that's my framework. I'm going to speak a lot about that, about my faith, but I'm going to be giving weekly lessons on dating, on relationships, on how to find and meet, mate and date that person.
But are you married? That's what I want to know. Because if not, if you're not in a successful marriage, nobody should listen to shit you got to say about dating and relationships.
Have something serious. So it's really for people who are very serious minded and they're ready, you know, to be in a real relationship. So that platform will open in January. I'll start introducing people to it in December. I'm really excited about this. People ask me all the time in my counseling practice, my coaching practice, why don't you matchmake? Why don't you put people together? Because you meet with men, you meet with women, and these people are doing the work. And so that's kind of sticky because of privacy and all of that. So I said, okay, I'm going to create a place where all those people can come, and now they have access to each other. So that is going to be coming soon. I'm excited about that. And then revising my book, just been working on that and getting that going.
Great, great, great. When should we be able to look at that, at your book?
It's probably going to be in January also. I had to push it back. I was shooting for Black Friday. I can't make it happen. So it's probably going to be in January. So all those things, you know, will come up and be ready in January.
Okay, very good, very good. Let's say hello to a few people here. A Good is saying hello. You and I had to have a conversation today.
Mm-hmm.
So I did send you some questions. So I'm not going to shoot these in any particular order.
Yeah.
So obviously the topic for today is why Black women are having such a hard time getting married.
Because they're horrible. Masculine, combative, and extremely disrespectful. Why the hell would anybody marry somebody like that?
What's up with this? What's going on out here? You have a coaching practice, mm-hmm. and counseling practice.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you're finding in your work dealing with women and their difficulties finding a mate?
So I'm going to talk about science and data because I'm a geek. Everyone knows that. I love all things research and data. And what the data is showing us now, that as women become more educated, as women start businesses, you know, just all the things that women...
Nobody cares because they still fuck Pookie and Ray Ray. They still fucking on Thuggo from around the block because that's what they attracted to. That's the thing. Black women are attracted to thugs, most Black women. So it don't matter if they graduate from Harvard, they still like thug dick.
...are doing... Right now, they are outpacing their male counterparts.
That's just not true. What study is that? They're not out earning their male counterparts. Maybe they're getting more degrees. But what the fuck does that mean? Educated don't mean intelligent.
And hypergamy says that women want a man that's better than them, right? I say that all the time. I want a man that's better than me. And what I try to help women to understand is a man being better than you, number one, it doesn't have to be leaps and bounds. So if I considered myself a six, I would look for a man.
Most men are better than most women. Most men with no job are better than women making 250K. There, I said it.
Who's a 6.5 or a 7, right? I don't need a 10. I need a 6.5 or a 7. And here's the second caveat. Better in what way? So if a man knows his way around a car, if he knows his way around the house, if he's well-versed in a particular subject, that IT, computers, right? I consider that a man that's better than me because I don't know about any of those things. So if he comes into my life and he takes care of all my cars, I love it. Okay. or if he comes into my life and shows
I like what she's saying. She has some type of concept that men bring a lot more value than just sex and a paycheck to a woman's life. I was thinking about this. Oh, well, let me say what I was going to say, and then I'm going to read OTA comment. I think women are better off with men than without men. And here's the extreme statement I'll make with that. If a woman making $250K a year, she got two options. Make that money and just stay alone for the rest of her life, or get in a relationship with a dude who don't work and just play video games all day. I think that woman would be better off with the dude who don't work and play video games all day than not having a man for the rest of her life. Because I think men inherently bring value to women's lives, even a lazy man who plays video games all day. OTA says, notice how this male has assumed a feminine role and talking to her with baby gloves so he doesn't get canceled. The guys on the top have made society this way to control men. Never forget that. Facts.
Me some new software to get my notes done quicker or to get my videos edited. I love it. That, in my opinion, is a man that's better than me. What women, but here's where black women go wrong. They take all that they've accomplished, all that they've done, all that they have, and they want the man to do all of that better than them. And that's a stretch. That's a real stretch.
Black women aren't that fucking accomplished. I don't believe it. Where are these stats at? I don't think most black women are killing it, you know, in the academic field. In financial, you know, field. I just don't believe it. Some are, but most aren't. Let's just take a look. Just say 18 to 50. Women who are 18 to 50, exclude married, exclude mothers, black, making, let's just say any height. Exclude overweight, exclude obese, who making 100K or more. Yeah, so I don't know what this lady talking about. Matter of fact, let's cut them some more slack. Don't exclude overweight and obese. See if that helps. Less than 1%, a fifth of percentile. That's how many women are making 100K or more. But women are just outpacing men and doing so great. It's bullshit. It's feminist propaganda.
So, you know, I'm asking women to be realistic about where they are. Go up a half a point, maybe a point, or find a man that is better than you in a particular avenue or in a particular, you know, whatever his thing is. Yes, in that regard.
She's not going to stay with him for a lifetime. She's always going to compare him to Shotgun Shug, you know, Big Meech, Melly. Yeah. I mean, getting with him is one thing. Staying with a man is a whole other thing.
He knows something you don't. He has something he could teach you. But they want, like, whatever they're doing, they want the man to be there or higher. And right now, the numbers are showing us that men are not, you know, getting higher education the way women are. Men are not starting businesses the way women are. You know, men are not on par with women doing these things.
Lies.
So that is the biggest thing that I see.
There are men who are doing those big things. Why can't these women attract those type of men? That's the question that's just begging to be answered.
There's another thing I want to speak on. A lot of women will choose a man when they're young. I have a lot of couples that this description fits. So they met in their early 20s and they'll choose a man kind of based on potential, because that's all we all are in our 20s is potential. However, if the woman continues to progress and the man stalls, that is one of the number one markers for divorce.
Maybe life ain't all about success and status. I mean, hypergamy is kind of disgusting. But yeah, maybe everything ain't about how much money somebody making, what their social status is.
So if the woman keeps going, if she keeps progressing, if she keeps, you know, doing what she's doing and the man stalls, the marriage.
That's why I say there's no point in women doing all these great things academically and financially, because they still going to want a man to come and be better than her. So the less you accomplish as a woman, the higher the likely the chance is that you meet some elite dude.
Marriage is not going to make it. I have lots of marriages like that. I'm
half asleep, y'all. I don't even know if that just made sense, but if it didn't, bear with me.
Fortunately, the man didn't live up to his potential. And the woman is like far outpaced him.
Okay.
The fact that women are trying to compete with men, it from an evolutionary biological standpoint, doesn't even make sense. The woman is already out of pocket for even trying to look at men in that way. Is he measuring up to me? Man, you all out of whack by the time you asking yourself that question about a man as a woman.
So I want to go back to your first point, and then we'll come back to the potential there. What you kind of answered this, but I want to dig into this. What is better and what are the numbers showing? Because I've read some numbers where men still on average make more than their woman. Mm-hmm. Or more than women. They may not be as educated, yes, mm-hmm. but they have plumbing jobs, they're electricians, HVAC, truck mm-hmm. drivers, construction workers. So mm-hmm. And they're still more men, while women are creating more businesses, but if you look mm-hmm. at the numbers, there's still more businesses that are owned by men, black mm-hmm. men, than women. So what are we talking about when we say better?
I mean, it could be well read. There are some women who would say, okay,
nobody cares what you reading, bitch. I need you to suck dick and make sandwiches. All that other shit is irrelevant.
This man doesn't make a lot of money, but he's very well read. He's more spiritual. He's more faith-based. It could be in any and every area. But
okay, let me dig into this. So the woman has a master's degree. Mm-hmm. She has a master's degree. She needs the man to have a master's degree.
Unfortunately, that's where a lot of women are going. Yes. Yes. So, and I'm saying...
Well, if you're so fucking great and you got a master's degree and you should mingle with people who got master's degrees and it shouldn't be that difficult. But here's the thing. Black women who have master's degrees still want to fuck thugs. That's who they turned on by. Especially black women. Women in general, but especially black women, are repulsed by nice, good guys who would make good husbands.
Saying, I want them to rethink that. That's where a lot of women are going, but I want them to rethink that.
And how is that being received? How is that being received?
You know, some people are open and others are not. I was on a podcast 2 Saturdays ago, Mental Dialogue, and I mean all 4 of the women, they were all like, you know, business owners, high-powered, educated women. I mean, they all lost their mind. They completely lost their mind right there on the show. And they said, you're asking us
watch
to yeah, you're asking us to date down, dot, dot, dot. I was like, no, I'm not. I said, you know.
Man, you bitches are clowns. Like I just said, women are clowns. Women are mentally and emotionally unstable. That's why most men are better than women. One of the main reasons why.
Those aren't the words I'm using. You're asking us to date down. You're asking us to settle. I was like, okay. So they didn't receive it well at all.
What was the name of the podcast again?
Mental Dialogue.
Okay. All right. Mental dialogue.
Yeah. And it's on Instagram. Yep. It's on Instagram. Yep.
Okay. On IG. Mental dialogue. Expect a
yeah.
A review from me. All right. Mm-hmm. So all right.
All right, I'm tired. I'll see y'all next time. I'll see y'all tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central. Be there or be square, damn it.